recent theme about rebuilding and recentering our lives. We'll be hearing from Anthony later today, and Anthony's going to be speaking about persistence in prayer and faithfulness in prayer. So we've got that to look forward to. And then we're going to use Anthony's reflections just to move into a time of intercession with increased faith for intercession, increased faith that the Lord answers our prayers for our life together and for our wider needs as well. And then we're going to close off the meeting with an opportunity to do prayer ministry. So we'll have some people coming up here, and you're really welcome to. If the Lord speaks to you today, if the Lord speaks to you personally about some things going on in your life, we want to offer the opportunity to get some prayer at the end of the meeting. So please make use of that. But firstly, we're going to take about 30 minutes or so in worship, which Eleanor and the band are going to lead us in. And as always, if you have any prophetic senses or words of encouragement during the worship time, bring them up to me and we'll find a place in the meeting to hear those words and receive them and respond to them. But likewise, if you've got a word of encouragement that you think is for our worship, an anointed song, a prayer in tongues, just pray those out or follow Eleanor's direction as well as we take a time together to worship. So before we get into worship, just a few reflections from me. Firstly, I realize it wasn't that long ago that when we worshiped together, the guy who was standing at the front would say, please wear a mask if you can. Do you remember? That wasn't that long ago when we said that to people. So for some reason, I was reading 2 Corinthians this week, and in 2 Corinthians 3:18, it says, "We who with unveiled faces behold the Lord's glory." So I was thinking about that passage and saying, this is just, what an honor it is to be in the Lord's presence without wearing masks again, both physically and spiritually. So let's just be encouraged that we are before the Lord with unveiled faces in more ways than one this afternoon. And then I was also praying during the week, and I was just drawn to the story of the fall of the walls of Jericho and the fall of the city of Jericho in Joshua 5 and Joshua 6. And I just wanted to read an excerpt from that, starting at chapter 5, verse 13. "Now when Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up, and he saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. And Joshua went up to him and asked, 'Are you for us or are you for our enemies?' 'Neither,' he replied, 'but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come.' And then Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence and asked him, 'What message does my Lord have for his servant?' And the commander of the Lord's army replied, 'Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy.' And then it goes on, the Lord says to Joshua, 'I'm going to deliver Jericho into your hands.' And he gives them some specific instructions about what the Israelites have to do, walking around the city for 6 days, etc. And so then just picking it up on the seventh day, in chapter 6 and verse 13, the seven priests carrying the seven trumpets went forward, marching before the ark of the Lord and blowing the trumpets. The armed men went ahead of them, and the rear guard followed the ark of the Lord while the trumpets kept sounding. They did this for 6 days, and on the seventh day, they got up at daybreak and marched around the city 7 times in the same manner, except that on that day, they circled the city 7 times. And the seventh time around, when the priests sounded the trumpet blast, Joshua commanded the army, 'Shout, for the Lord has given you the city. The city and all that is in it are to be devoted to the Lord.' So when the trumpet sounded, the army shouted. And at the sound of the trumpet, when the men gave a loud shout, the wall collapsed. So everyone charged straight in, and they took the city." Now, trumpets, I haven't done a Bible study on trumpets, but trumpets were used in the Old Testament for a number of different purposes. And one was to announce the presence of the Lord, the Ark of the Covenant. They blow the trumpets as the Ark of the Covenant came through. And it was also to announce worship as well, communal worship. So we haven't got trumpets this afternoon, unfortunately, in the band. But just as the presence and the worship of the Lord allowed the Israelites to break down those physical strongholds of Jericho, the Lord's presence with us today gives us authority to break down spiritual strongholds, whatever they are, things that stop us from loving, things that stop us from forgiving one another, things that stop us from trusting him, ways of thinking that keep us away from him. So I want us to stand, and I want to invite us to start this meeting by believing what Joshua did is something that we can do today as well, by crying out to the Lord, by claiming spiritual authority to break all those spiritual strongholds, taking every thought and making it captive to Christ. So brothers and sisters, let's stand and let's proclaim the risen, victorious Jesus. Let's shout, for the Lord has given us the city this afternoon. Amen. Let's just acclaim that before we enter worship. Acclaim that truth.
Glory to you, Lord. Glory to you.
Come, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name.
Glory to you. Our rock and our redeemer. Glory to you.
We acclaim you, O Lord our God, as our victorious King in our midst. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Come, O Lord Jesus, and be enthroned among us because you reign. Thank you, O Lord, that you've set us free from the law of sin and death by your blood shed on the cross. Thank you, O Lord our God, that you've set us free to worship you, O Lord our God, in holiness and righteousness all the days of our life. Thank you, O Lord, that we can worship you today in spirit and truth. Blessed be your name, O Lord our King.